Guitarist David Doruška, one of the country's most promising jazz musicians, has recently released his second album called Silently Dawning. Born in 1980, he started regularly performing at just 14 and later studied at Berklee College of Music in Boston. David Doruška wrote all the songs on the new LP, but where does the title Silent Dawning come from?
I was searching for a title for the record for quite some time, because that's always one of the most difficult things. Song titles and titles of records, they don't come easy. And I was reading the poems which I set to music on the CD, and in one of the poems, Noc a den, Night and Day by Jiří Orden, at the end of this poem he is asking a question. He's saying Podívej nesvítá, which means look, isn't it dawning? So I try to answer that question, and also because a lot of the music on the record is pretty quiet, so I called it Silently Dawning.
How did you come up with the idea of Emily Dickinson and Jiří Orden of setting their poems to music?
Well, because they are two poets who I really like reading, and in general I like to read poetry a lot. You know, there are many poets and many poems that don't work with music, or at least with a certain kind of music. So when I got the idea of recording a vocal album, I was trying to find some texts or some poems that would work with the music that I write, with my own music. And somehow Emily Dickinson and Jiří Orden, their poetry turned out to work well with the music.
You were saying that not every poem can be turned into music, so what are the qualities that the poetry needs in order to function well with music?
You know, the music that I write often has quite a slow motion and not a lot of notes in the melody or in the harmony. And it uses just a few notes to develop. In a way, it's kind of a minimalistic approach, I guess, or just taking one motif or one short melody and working with that. So I try to find a poetry that would work the same way with words or with verses, with rhymes. I had to find something where there's not a lot of words or not very long poems, you know, just something where in a small space you say a lot of things with just a few words. And I think Emily Dickinson especially is a great example of this, because almost all her work are very short poems, miniatures. And Jiří Orden, I mean, some of his poems are like this, some not so much, but I think it's one thing that they have in common, just saying a lot with a few words.
Are you actually trying to illustrate the poems with music, or do you just take them as an inspiration?
I think in my case, I never try to illustrate the meaning with music. It's not the way that I think in music. What I try to do more is just follow the rhythm of the words, to listen to the poetry, to the poems as music, in the same way as music. It's actually very interesting to try not to listen to the meaning of the words, but just the rhythm and the melody.
How would you actually describe the genre? Is it still jazz?
Well, a lot of people ask this question, and it's difficult to answer. I think it is jazz in the way that there's a lot of space left for improvisation, and there's a lot of liberty left to the musicians to play their parts their own way. But it's definitely, you know, more a kind of European jazz, or, you know, it's definitely quite far away from American jazz. But I think there's many, many influences also that come outside of jazz on this record, you know, from classical music, maybe folk music. You know, I listen to a lot of different kinds of music, so I think somehow the influences come through. Whatever I listen to or that I study in detail, it shows in the music.
Nezachytím vítr jenž nás.
a song called Noc a den with lyrics by Jiří Orten. David Doruška plays the guitar, the voice, singing in Czech, belongs to a Swedish singer, Josefine Lindstrand.
We met 6 years ago on a tour with a large ensemble. This is a project organized by several Danish jazz musicians. It's called the European Jazz Youth Orchestra. And we played a tour of about 20 concerts, starting in Denmark and ending in Portugal. So I met a lot of really good young musicians from all over the place, and Josefine was one of them.
Apart from Emily Dickinson and Jiří Orten, there are actually a few poems written by the singer, Josefine.
Yes, exactly. There are three songs of mine to which she wrote lyrics in Swedish. And actually, these were the first songs that I wrote for the record. And that's how it all started. In the summer of 2004, I was teaching at the summer jazz workshop in Prague. And I recommended Josefine as a teacher also. So the organizers invited her to teach. And we met on the day before the workshop, and there was a concert in the evening, the teacher's concert, like the welcome concert for the students. And we were talking with Josefine, we were saying, let's just play a few tunes in duo at the concert. And then we played my tune at the sound check, and she sang it great, but there were no words at that time. She just vocalized the melody. And then she said, yeah, this is good, but it would work great if there were some words. So she sat down at a table and she wrote the lyrics in half an hour. And then at the concert, we played it with her lyrics already. So
and that's one of the songs that's included on the album.
Yeah, that's the song Tears.
How often do you actually perform? And can a jazz musician make living only by music?
Well, I teach on the side a little bit also. I teach at the Conservatory of Jaroslav Ježek in Prague. So that's a part-time job for me. I do some private teaching as well. But I mostly earn my living as a performer. And it is possible. It's quite difficult, I have to say, in Czech Republic.
That was David Doruška, who, by the way, is the son of Petr Doruška, whose show, Magic Carpet, you can hear this Sunday here on Radio Prague.